Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. As you have heard us reporting all morning, and as a PNJ and as Studio 850 and WAR have also been reporting, FDOT is apparently serious now that they have, in the dark of night, gone into Orlando and painted their rainbow crosswalk, pride crosswalk, outside of the Pulse nightclub, which the citizens then repainted, which FDOT then re-repainted, which now they've stationed officers there to guard it to make sure that nobody paints the rainbow and the crosswalk, which now you have businesses in the area are repainting their buildings the colors of the rainbow because private property. What can you do? So is it really about public safety or is it really about stifling messages that the administration doesn't like? This is dumb conservative stuff. This is really not. Come on. You really think that this is about public safety? I don't. I mean, if I thought it was genuinely about, I mean, look at all the accidents we've had on A Street because of the Black Lives Matter mural. I've talked about this before. Whether you agree or disagree, it's public art. It's fine. It's kind of cool. I notice it every time I drive. I wish there was more. I wish there were more murals. I'd like more, not less. Okay, so as you know, presumably, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you, the city of Pensacola has now gotten a demand letter from FDOT to Mr. Tim Kinsella. From Mr. Tim Smith, who different Tim Smith, not the former superintendent, but the District 3 secretary for FDOT, who says, I know they're different people because he's a professional engineer, PE behind his name. Anyway, regarding traffic control device noncompliance, dear Mr. Kinsella, he probably says Kinsella, you were... Why you got to make it personal, Andrew? You were previously notified via Engineering and Operations Memorandum Number 25-01 regarding the need to comply with the Florida Department of Transportation's design manual, the FDIM. Florida FHWA's Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, or the MUTCD, and the Manual of Uniform Minimum Standards for Design, Construction, and Maintenance for Streets and Highways, 2023 Green Book on All Public Roads. That's the letter that we talked about with DC Reeves. The department's memorandum serves official notification to remedy all noncompliance across the state. However, the department is providing you an additional notification by location that the pavement markings listed below are in violation of FDOT's traffic control device standards, which include all those other acronyms. Section of Florida statute requires removal of these pavement markings immediately. The department has identified an initial list of the following non-compliant locations in your area. North A Street. So you got to get rid of the Black Lives Matter mural, because it's causing all these accidents. So terrible. So awful. Unbelievable. Okay, anyway. So the letter, and by the way, that's not the interesting part of the letter. What's interesting is, you know, where it goes after that, because it's really a super scoldy letter. The letter continues, many local jurisdictions received this memorandum and immediately began undertaking actions to ensure compliance, and we appreciate their cooperation. We have not heard from the city of Pensacola regarding whether you intend to comply. Somebody was a teacher's pet. Anyway, these pavement markings must be removed by the city of Pensacola by September 4th. Please contact the department by September 4th. Let us know if you intend to comply. If we do not hear from you, I feel like this is a loan shark collector, you know, or like it's Random House trying to get you to pay for their CDs. If we do not hear from you, the pavement markings referenced above will be removed by the Department of Transportation without further notice. And my thought was, you know, cool, take
good.
It.
Good.
You know,
do it.
Do the work. No problem. Saves us the trouble. You are further notified that if the markings are removed by the department, all costs associated with the removal will be assessed against the city of Pensacola. You may avoid these costs by removing the pavement markings and then notifying the Department of Compliance immediately. Please note that the department will pursue withholding of state funds as permitted by the law should the city of Pensacola decide not to comply. Well, we don't have the opportunity not to comply. They're going to paint over it if we don't paint over it.
Right.
Or they're going to sandblast it. I mean, I don't know. You are further notified that you may file a request for an administrative proceeding pursuant to Florida statute set forth in the enclosed notice administrative hearing rights within 14 days. More details will be provided should you elect to proceed with a hearing. Please be advised that the hearing will not involve a request for an exception or waiver to permit for non-conforming pavement markings to remain in place. So I don't know why we'd bother protesting. The department has already reviewed the pavement markings at the locations mentioned above and determined that the pavement markings will not be allowed. We appreciate your cooperation. Look forward to hearing from you.
We appreciate your cooperation.
We appreciate you responding to these threats and incentives. So we'll come back to this in a second because I have more. There's more to the story. This is definitely a Paul Harvey moment. You got John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 are backflowing smoothly. If you're on 98 approaching Garcon Point Bridge from either the eastbound or westbound, you're going to see some delays through that construction zone right there. About a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, so we have a bit of news for you. Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, has confirmed me that, in fact, the city of Gulf Breeze has also been contacted. What do you think about it? They have a Black Lives Matter mural? Do they have a, I don't know, No Justice, No Peace mural in Gulf Breeze? The idea is so silly.
Right.
They have the green raised crosswalks on the circle drive on Fairpoint and Shoreline.
And they got called out for that?
And they got a letter from same Tim Smith. Half of it's the same exact form. The back half is the same. The department has identified an initial list of the following non-compliant locations in your area, Fairpoint Drive near High Point Drive and Shoreline Drive near Tall Pine Trail, which is two of the seven crosswalks. It's not because of the raised crosswalk. It's because they use the mixture of green with white in painting them, because it's, if you've, you notice there, it's not a rainbow, it's green, and there's yellow on the sides by the, you know, but it's green instead of black in between, like the ladder is filled with green, and so they've got to notice that they have to get rid of the green. And Sam Abel, I love Sam, she's so smart, she writes back, and the summary of her letter back to Tim Smith is, but you do know that green is actually an improved color in your standards manual, right?
Oh, snap.
She didn't say it quite that snarky, but that's the gist of it. Number two, understanding and purpose of green markings. It is our understanding that the green pavement markings utilized to supplement the white high emphasis striping on our raised crosswalks in the locations you identified in your letter are what the department has determined to be non-conforming elements. The city utilized green traffic paint on raised crosswalks solely to enhance visibility for pedestrians, cyclists, and children accessing our multi-use pathway. The green markings were used only as a supplement to FDOT-required white high-emphasis striping, not as a substitute. The approach was consistent with the city's commitment to safety and nationally recognized practice using green pavement markings in multi-use path applications. The use of green markings in this way are included in several figures and descriptions in Part 9 of the MUTCD, the MUTCD, and include annotations which read, green-colored pavement optional.
You go, girl. That's all I got to say is you go, girl.
So, let's just say FDOT's not playing at the top of their game just now. Can I tell you what we would like FDOT to work on?
Yes.
Can you make the bridge lights work right? Did I say it too loud?
Not loud enough.
Maybe just focus on building an interchange at I-10 and 29 and, you know,
right.
Let's
finish
leave the
that.
Street art to the city and yes. Stop it. Just this whole thing has become so insane. And it is so political. 437-1620. Somebody says, so what if PPD blocks FDOT? They won't. They're the gorilla in the room. They have all the money. I mean, they're not gonna. I'm sure that DC is gonna say, fine, you know, and he's gonna put a couple of crews out there and sandblast it, probably. In a week, I don't know. You know, that's what I expect. Could citizens on their own paint their driveways?
That's what I was just about to say. I was like, well, why not I just paint in front of my house?
Yeah, paint the front two feet of your driveway, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I think things are likely to happen. All right, so fine. Somebody says this is all a waste of time. There are more problems. Yeah, no, there are.
I know.
But sometimes the little things are symbolic. If you paint one street, what's to stop you from painting all the streets? I don't know. Paint all the streets. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's cool. I like it. All right. 8:19 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Arts and Crafts Day.
Yes. Pensacola, right. Somebody says, FDOT is only following the directives of Lord DeSantis. I think he got knighted, actually. Joke.
Oh. I was going, wow, I missed that one.
That's Sir Lord DeSantis. I love Ron DeSantis. He has made some real boneheaded decisions in the last 6 months. I mean, genuinely, but like cutting funding to punish the veterans in Santa Rosa County, to punish Alex Andrade for daring to dispute the $10 million side payment through James Uthmeyer's foundation or whatever. I mean, like, that he oversee? I mean, you know, coming to Pensacola and excluding Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade from a rally in which he was going to yell at them. Some dumb thing, pointing all the UWF board members. And now this, the war on crosswalks. Man, it's high drama. 820 on News Radio 9. But again, I do admire the man. He got us through COVID. He's done a lot of very good things. I think sometimes he can't see through to just the ordinary person being like, sir. Excuse me, Lord. You can only say sir sarcastically. Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle because you want to drive across some newly repainted crosswalks or street markings, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 300 or so on the lot. You can trade a good quality car into them. Of course, you can trade in any car to them, but the ones that they're going to actually sell are going to be good quality, you know, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 50,000 miles, great condition, because that's what they sell. They sell good cars. Now, if you have a good car to sell, they'll buy it from you straight up. Or if you want a consignment, sell it for a little higher price and you're willing to wait, they can do that too. No worries. But they've just got a great selection, and they know you don't like to buy cars, so they're there to make it easy to buy a car. Or just to look, you know, just to shop, just to get a sense of what's out there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Seminole fan, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
He is exactly like you in every way. Except 1/8 your size.
Mini-me. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you need to do any kind of video production, you want to sell a subdivision, you know, market it to people. You want to, so you want a video showing it off. You want to sell a house. You want to sell a boat. You want to promote your business. You want to do an inspection, you know, whatever. That's using drones, using video footage. That's exactly what Pelican Drones does. I know you think it's in the name, drone, so it's all got to be aerial outside of a house to prepare you for a storm so you can make a claim if you have to. Okay, yes, but they can do all kinds of video production, ground base, moving base, you know, or aerial based, whatever, and then you own it. You can do whatever you want with it, and they're very easy to work with. You can price them by the hour, by the half day, by the day. They can do ads for you for 6 months. If it's a 20-second ad for this platform, a 90-second ad for that platform, whatever the case may be, they can work with whatever you need, they can do it. And they work with, you know, Netflix and HGTV and Visit Alabama and, you know, FDOT and FPL and just, I mean, and you, if you own a home and you want to market your home, like all kinds of things. Find out more at Pelican Drones, pelicandrones.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're on Highway 98 going westbound toward the Garcon Point Bridge, and even after that, we've got a construction zone issue that's causing some major delays in that area. But other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, Google is tightening security measures for app distributors. They say that they'll begin to verify the identities of developers who distribute apps on Android devices, both in and outside of the Play Store. Google says this will cut down on the bad actors that hide their identity to distribute malware, commit financial fraud, or steal users' personal data. Doctors in China say they have transplanted a genetically modified pig lung into a brain-dead man, and the lung functioned for 9 days. Eventually, the man's body did start to reject the lung, but this is believed to be the first pig lung transplant. Doctors hope one day that'll be an option for people who need organs. A story coming out of Tampa, a woman there facing a first-degree murder charge. Police say she poured sulfuric acid on her husband while he was sleeping. Detective David Crowell says police were familiar with the home.
Out there numerous times for verbal domestics. Does not appear to be any arrests were made. However, there was some domestic issues at that residence.
And police say that she poured the acid on the victim, barricaded the bedroom door, and trapped him inside before calling 911.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 827 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody texted in that for whatever reason, their brain, when we talk about the green on the crosswalks in Gulf Breeze, it's now been flagged by FDOT as needing to be repainted as black, even though green is in their standards manual. It makes them think of Soylent Green. You know, the old, oh, you don't know the old movie Soylent Green, where Charlton Heston discovers that they're making food out of people.
Oh.
And so here's what I think. I think the new slogan for the Gulf Breeze crosswalks should be, crosswalk green saves people. See what I...
I don't know.
828 on News Radio 92.3. Maybe I didn't have enough anguish in my voice. Crosswalk green saves people.
You just sold it.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65 or you're retiring, you're going to change over onto Medicare and you might have questions, and that's fine. You might have apprehension, and that's fine because it's a new thing to you. You might be getting letters and phone calls and it makes you feel stressed out. That's not fine, but the reaction is understandable. So here's what you do. Call Ricky Stewart. She's a friend of mine. Her whole family does insurance. She's been doing this for several years now. She's just fabulous. You'll love her. She does this exactly. She helps people transition over onto Medicare. So she'll help you understand what's Advantage, what is supplement, what about prescription drugs, what about Medicaid, how is that different from Medicare, and which one do you qualify for, or is it both? Well, I mean, all of that. She can answer that. InsuredByRicky.com, or just give her a call, 341-2185. 829 on News Radio 92.3. Tell me something we haven't talked about at all today. No. Talked about that. Pepsi is eliminating 9 flavors and 21 others are being discontinued. 21 others are being discontinued as well. I didn't know Pepsi had 30 flavors of not quite Baskin-Robbins wonderfulness. But okay, they do. And these are, you'll laugh when you hear what I say. They're all Mountain Dew variants.
Oh, no.
They're ending. Are you a Mountain Dew drinker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay, I can't. That's just like battery acid without the fun. Mountain Dew Caffeine Free, Mountain Dew Whiteout, Mountain Dew Kickstart Mango Lime, Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange Original Dew, Mountain Dew Kickstart Blueberry Pomegranate, Major Melon, Zero Sugar Major Melon. There's actually a product people pay money for called Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Major Melon.
Yes. I don't personally like it, but I've seen it.
God. Mountain Dew Spark and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Spark. The other beverages they're discontinuing are not, you know, soda brands. Lemon Bubbly, Apple Bubbly, Cranberry Bubbly, or is it Bubbly? B-U-B-L-Y. It's weirdly spelled. Bubbly Bounce Citrus Cherry, Bubbly Bounce Mango Passion Fruit. I feel I'm getting dumber by the sentence. Bubbly Bounce Triple Berry. Gatorade Fit Cherry Lime, Gatorade Fit Tangerine Orange, Gatorade Zero with Protein Grape, Gatorade Zero with Protein Fruit Punch, Gatorade Zero with Protein Cool Blue, and Gatorade Zero with Protein Glacier Cherry. Get them while they last.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A Fed surprise. President Trump removing a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Lisa Cook, for cause, citing charges of mortgage fraud under a DOJ criminal referral. But Cook says she will not resign. She's also resisted the president's calls to cut interest rates. President Trump holding a cabinet meeting amid his federal crime enforcement starting in D.C. Senior policy advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox.
Residents were afraid to go to restaurants. They were afraid to go into entire neighborhoods. They were getting carjacked right and left, robbed and beaten. That was Washington, D.C. Now we're 2 weeks homicide free.
But Chicago resisting any National Guard help. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
This is exactly the type of overreach that our country's founders warned against.
As the DNC meets in Minneapolis to craft a new message, America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 73 degrees, partly cloudy this morning, and a beautiful day. We've got a forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few moments. Two Pensacola men have been sentenced to prison time for converting a pistol into a machine gun. 21-year-old Deontay Bettys and 19-year-old Kushan Landrum both pleaded guilty to possession of a machine gun. This is after Scambia deputies seized a Glock pistol from Landrum, which had a conversion device attached. Now, investigators say Landrum obtained that weapon from Bettys, who also had other firearms with similar devices, and authorities say the two had been involved in trading firearms and narcotics. Landrum was sentenced to 3 years. Bettys sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison. An ECAT driver on the unemployment line after taking his county-owned and marked transit vehicle to a local strip club. Channel 3 posted some photos of the transit van in the parking lot at Club Eden on North Davis Highway Saturday. Photos also reportedly showed the driver still in an ECAT uniform inside the club and then walking towards the van in the parking lot. ECAT says the driver was terminated from contract work with Flex Transit and said the driver's actions did not align with the standards of conduct expected from ECAT drivers. Two cantonment residents are charged with multiple counts of child neglect. This is after an investigation into the living conditions at their home. 24-year-old Hannah Marie Nichols and 25-year-old Matthew Daniel Glover were arrested last week. Deputies say they discovered the home in complete disarray and filth. There were reportedly used diapers scattered on the floor. The bathroom was covered in waste. Officials said the children in the home also appeared unbathed, and the bunk beds posed safety risks. Nichols is being held on $30,000 bond. Glover's bond was set at $18,000. Also with an outstanding warrant from Santa Rosa County, the ages of the children have not been released. Well, changes are coming to Southwest Airlines. Overweight flying rules, an increase in ticket prices is expected next January.
Overweight passengers flying on Southwest Airlines are now facing a seating problem. The carrier is ending its long-standing customer of size policy that allowed plus-size travelers to secure extra seating without those upfront costs. Beginning in January 2026, passengers who cannot fit comfortably within one seat will be required to purchase an additional seat in advance. Longtime loyalists say the policy undermines Southwest's identity as a customer-friendly airline. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Rick Scott says the nation's capital is safe again. He made that comment in a post on X yesterday. Scott was responding to Attorney General Pam Bondi in her announcement that law enforcement officers have now made more than 1,000 arrests and seized over 100 illegal guns since the National Guard was deployed in Washington, D.C. Some more information on the young child that was swept down a storm drain in Sarasota County over the weekend. Officials say that girl is in critical condition after the freak accident that happened Sunday. The sheriff's office there said the girl was playing in a culvert when a water main broke. The strong current pulled her into the storm drain. She wound up going 100 yards through that drainage system before she was found and taken to the hospital. The family says they are hoping for a miracle. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends on Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're on 98 going westbound, approaching the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone, I'm seeing a 9 to 11 minute delay in that area, but the rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with temperatures near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 87. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. For Thursday, nice sunny weather with a high near 88 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got a beautiful morning, 73 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Your money now today. Our markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down 19 and a half points at 45,263. S&P down about a fraction of a point at 64,39.23. NASDAQ, though, up almost 5,000 points, 21,454. Our gold prices today are up 150 at 34.19. Silver, though, down a quarter, 38.45. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, up a bit, 4.277%. And looking towards crypto, Bitcoin down over 1,200 at 110.52. Ethereum up 24.30 at 45.01. Solana down $3. Dogecoin down 0.2 cents. No change in XRP. President Trump says he's removing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook from her position. Trump said on Truth Social that there is sufficient reason to believe Cook made false statements on one or more mortgage agreements. The statement went on to say that in light of what Trump called Cook's deceitful and potentially criminal conduct in a financial matter, he has no confidence in her integrity. President Trump says he's planning to impose substantial tariffs on countries that don't remove digital taxes. William Denslow reports that in a post on Truth Social yesterday, the president said he would restrict chip exports to those nations. And it's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Join Kenny Shortell from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care today at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join the Red Flamingo Foundation Thursday night from 6 till 10 at Hub Stacy's downtown for live music, great food, and community as they raise awareness for mental health. Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10, join the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center for Shark School. Learn about the vital role in keeping our Gulf healthy. For info and to pre-purchase $15 tickets, see NavarreBeachSeaTurtles.org. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What's your porch light policy? 437-1620. What do you do with your porch light and your house? Do you leave it on all the time? Leave it on some of the time? Never have it on? Only when friends are coming over? Do you invite the stranger in at 7 o'clock at night? Or, I guess, 8 o'clock at night these days? 437-1620. John, that's a question for the frivolous topic for the day. What is your porch light policy? When is your porch light on?
Mine stays on.
All the time?
All the time.
Daytime, too?
Right.
Why do you hate the planet?
Because it's cheap light bulb. I mean, it's a LED.
Oh, it's an Obama light.
Yeah. But, I don't want to forget to turn it off and then turn it back on. So, you know.
That's the level of complexity in your memory.
It is.
The threshold.
Seriously. It really is at this point.
All right, Meg, what's your front your porch light policy? 437-1620.
I have a timer. And I set it to sunset and sunrise.
Okay.
And so then I adjust it when as the sunset changes throughout the year.
So you have the same fears John has, but you've taken action proactively to solve the problem and not waste electricity.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have the porch light on after dark?
I have. I probably shouldn't say this, but I. I was going to say.
Here goes.
Announce unto the
You
air.
Want to go to John first and give you a minute?
No, I'm right, good. Right. I think I do it for security and safety reasons.
In what way, though?
I think having the light on indicates that someone's home. It also keeps someone from coming to the front door in the dark and wiggling that door to try to break in. I think having the light on, if I'm looking to break into a house and I see light on, light off, I'm going to go to the ones with the lights off.
So we're learning more and more about Meg's criminal proclivities. Okay, fair enough. I'm back to you, John. Why do you keep the light on all the time? Presumably it's not what you want during the day. It's at night. That's your goal.
Right.
Why do you want the light on at night?
Because I want to be able, my camera in my car, to see if anybody's messing with the car.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it makes for better lighting conditions.
It's better defense for your precious, not a Camaro, by the way.
Yeah. My precious Challenger.
Also, when I come home with the light on, I can see to put the keys in the door.
Oh, you're a front door user.
Correct.
So that's its own separate issue. You're
correct.
A front door user. See,
it's
I have
multiple reasons.
Out of 1,000 uses of my front of my house, 2 of them were the front door. Nah, maybe 30. I do use it once. We do use it for our walks, I guess.
You have a garage door entrance.
Garage.
To your house.
I park inside the garage, so yeah, that's how.
When
I
had that was different.
Yeah. Okay. And and by the way, this is actually what got me thinking about this is because we're taking our walk the other night, Anna's locking the door behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, this is annoying. I can't see the lock. We keep our front porch light off almost all the time. Almost all the time.
So you couldn't see the lock to get back in?
Well, I know roughly where it is, and then I fiddle around and I scratch up the lock. But the reason is because we live in Florida. Bugville. And if you have the light on, you have bugs accumulated in the vicinity of your front door, and your odds of getting the aforementioned yesterday bugs you'll have to expel or kill inside your house, because I'll tell you, when I come, there's always frogs and bugs and moss and all kinds of things, and they go on the glass, but they're not attracted because there's light inside the house coming through. But no, I think the light is just a way of attracting the bugs, and we don't want the bugs inside the house. So that's our approach. And
I'd rather attract bugs than burglars.
I mean, come on in, baby. You know, you'll learn a lesson.
You'll meet Mr. Glock.
you'll meet Mr. and Mrs. Glock. Yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly
I've got
right.
Two of them.
And I'm not so worried about them, especially because they don't come in at night anyway. The burglars come in during the day. That's what the sheriff tells us.
Oh, okay.
So worth knowing that. We put them on basically if people are coming over as kind of a courtesy to them. It's kind of inviting. Also, that's the other thing is I'm not trying to invite people into my house at night or during the day. They don't need to come in.
Well, to your point about people coming over, if you're inviting people over at night, they can see the number. If you have the number by your door.
Oh, well, that's out in the front of the garage. That doesn't really help them.
It just depends on
the porch light. Yeah,
yeah,
positioning there would matter. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Your calls, your texts. 437-1620. What's your porch light policy? Are you a John? Are you a Meg? Are you an Andrew? Are you something else? You know, maybe you feel reluctant to identify with any of us after the conversations we've had on the radio. John's got traffic on the fives.
No
judgment. This is a no judgment circle, but you have the talking pillow. Go on.
Yeah, the talking pillow.
I'm watching Breaking Bad.
All right. Yeah. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on 98 westbound, headed toward Garson Point Bridge through that construction zone. Expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay there, but that's the only delay I'm seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So perhaps you have a house with a porch light you dislike, or perhaps you want to buy a house with a better porch light or a better system of lighting. Christina Leavenworth can help you with that. I have always been embarrassed on behalf of radio people who make these horrible, silly, you know, segues. But here we are, stuck with it, because I love Christina. She's the best. But no, seriously, you know, lighting is important to a house, and maybe that's one of the decision factors for you. Maybe you want to get in a safer neighborhood. Maybe you want to take your Glock and a big light, and you want to go to a less safe. I don't know. Everybody's got different things you want to do. Save some money, whatever. The point is, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help with that. They sell three and a half, four homes a week, week after week, week after week, week after week, lots of times. That means that they know what the market's doing, they know how to solve the problems, they know how to get the sale done, get you all the way through to closing, solve the problems, whatever the case may be, they can take care of you. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, what is your porch light policy on all the time? Which is John's answer, so he doesn't forget to turn it on a timer, like, which, by the way, takes some work.
It does,
because it's like, on a switch, not on an outlet. If it's on an outlet, a timer's easy, but if it's on a switch, you got to, like, invade the electricity.
It's a plug-in on the outlet, and you just set it.
But that's not connected to your porch light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not asking any more questions.
I don't know how to explain it.
Just take pictures.
I'm not going to ask anymore. All right, 437-1620. Motion detectors and dusk dawn, I suppose that means. Detectors are always on. And we have security cameras, so I have that going for us. And they're, you know, at night. I mean, infrared at night, so they'll pick up stuff. Doesn't matter where the light's there. A smart switch turns on at sunset, and I have it turn off after 10 p.m., because you don't want to invite people. On at sunset, off when we head to bed. I only turn it on to let the cats know when to come home or they can spend the night outside. Okay, so that's your signal. Fair enough. 437-1620. The porch light is a motion sensor. Otherwise, we leave it off. Oh, you know, can I tell you, I'm not a fan of motion sensor lights. As somebody who walks the neighborhood,
Why is that, Andrew?
I don't know. They kind of go off randomly when you walk near them, and I always think, I didn't do anything, you know. And
yeah, you did.
Startles. Well, but I don't walk on the property. I just don't like them. Let's see. One is always on to be able to see the bears. Oh, okay. Good note if you live in Gulf Breeze or Navarre. Let's see. They have these things called photocells, and it turns them on at dusk and off at dawn. And if you don't want to use a photocell, you can use digital Wi-Fi timers. I have a combination of both for my porch and for soffit lighting. I feel like I got mansplained on that one, but it's okay. I'll take it. I deserve it. Kim says Team Meg.
Thank you, Kim.
Somebody
Love
else
you.
Says porch lights are on all night. Does that deter bad actors? I don't know. I always think that a light gives a criminal like room to work.
No.
Well, would you rather pick a lock in the dark or in the light?
You don't want to be seen picking the lock.
Yeah, but you got to use a light to pick the lock.
That's just dumb.
And if you got to wear a miner's hat.
Can you say flashlight?
Flashlight in your mouth. You got two hands to pick a lock. Where are you going to wear that light? Body camera?
You can't win this one, Andrew. You cannot win this one.
You're committed to the belief that a burglar is deterred by a porch light.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, fair enough. Do you always park by the lights at the mall when you go to the park at the mall at night?
I always park near lights.
Do you? Not by the entrance, but by the light?
Usually there are lights by the entrance, so a little combination of both.
All right, I got you.
Why are you looking at me that way?
Welcome back.
He's giving me this look, y'all. Like,
I just like to, like, you know, crazy. Prod and poke and play a little bit.
Help me, women. Help me.
Let's see. Somebody sent in the perfect doormat. It's a picture of Pennywise, the clown.
That's what I was. Yes, that would be
underneath
perfect.
A simulated metal grating looking up at you in the light.
Oh.
That's so creepy. I love it. I'm buying three for Christmas. Being able to see the lock is the main reason I installed a motion-detecting porch light. See, I'm kind of leaning in that direction. That's what inspired this conversation is I found myself fumbling a lot with the lock when I was leaving and entering at night on our walks. I turn my phone off and relaunch. Oh, sorry. That's different. On a timer, it goes off at 10 p.m., but will come on if it detects motion. Porch lights on all the time and color-coded to coordinate with the holidays. Oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That's fun. Maybe you should call FDOT. Have a...
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody texted me and said that the reason the lights on the Bree Mile Bridge don't work right is because it's a marine environment, salt, air, and lowest bidder combination. And I thought... I don't think that's likely it. I don't. I mean,
lowest
I don't
bidder,
know enough.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Well, I don't. I don't think that's it either. Because I know the people who did the lights. I don't think that's the problem. 437-1620. Have a front porch light bulb with a sensor in the bulb, and when the sun goes down, they come on every night and stay until the sun comes up the next morning.
Isn't that a country song or somewhere?
That whole thing.
Yeah,
it's like a refrain.
There's a country song somewhere in it.
All right. Well, you can make it. You can write it. And you can be rich.
There we go.
Still come to work. Outside lights stay off until someone comes into the driveway or the yard. Then all the lights strung across the house come on red and flash. It's my husband's hobby.
Yes, I wish I had time for that. Income to my house.
Intruder alert. Intruder warning. Deploying machine guns. Yellow or amber bulbs help stop attracting insects. Oh, look at you being helpful. Okay.
And I've used those before, by the way.
Okay. I'm with Meg, except during termite swarming season. Oh, God. That's...
Well, that's
you
got
to have the lights off. I mean, they get in no matter what. Lights keep the cockroaches away. I wish that were true. I agree with the criminal having room to work with a light. Two hands to pick a lock and a headlight to see through the garage. Sorry, two hands to pick a light, headlight to see the lock. Yeah. Burglars work in the dark. They practice at it. Oh, we're getting all kinds of tips. And my neighbor encourages you to leave the front porch light on for safety reasons.
Thank you.
All right. 852 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. Talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile. How to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sure that we can handle this situation maturely, just like the responsible adults that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Oh, man, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. I got Mike Wiggins comes in, and we're talking about the FSU-Alabama game this weekend. And, you know, you can sign up for that on the app. If you have the News Radio app, we're giving away tickets. I did have had somebody tell me they were having trouble getting the thing to work on the app, and I'm sorry if that's the case, but that is the only way to do it is just load the app and it comes right up. If you're lucky, apparently. So, but Mike, who is, of course, a big FSU graduate, whatever, and he's lamenting the fact that you have to play Alabama, right? First game?
Yes.
You put your, go on the mic, get on the mic. Get on the mic, Mike.
And, yes, yes. Especially since last year, we really had some challenges.
Yeah, you did.
It would be nice to start off with an easy game.
And Meg said Georgia plays who?
We're playing Marshall.
Yeah, so Marshall. Why can't you get a tune-up game like that? And I thought,
underestimate Marshall, I just want to say.
That's fair enough, but FSU is the tune-up game for Alabama, right?
Don't even say that. Don't
stop
even
it.
Go there.
You know,
Next week
when I come in here and we have won that game, you're going to take all those
so
words back.
I so hope you win that game. Oh, my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Are you also buying a lottery ticket? I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Somebody's got to win it.
That's right.
Well, that's true. And, you know, you win 0% of the games that you don't try to win, right? So, you know, all right, fair enough. Yeah. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hate mail to 437-1620 or Andrew at newsradio1620.com. It's fine. It's all fine. What? I don't need to see all
just
your
in case you
all
didn't
the
know.
Gear. Yeah, in case nobody knows that your Georgia car and your Georgia phone
and your Georgia Tumblr.
Yeah, your Georgia underwear. I don't know all the things that Meg wears. What?
What college do you support, Andrew?
What's that big university that you were supporting, sir?
I graduated with 2 degrees from the University of Illinois, sir. Go Illini. Mm-hmm. And I also support in spirit, Auburn University. So War Eagle. Mm-hmm. We don't need to keep talking about this any longer. It'll be fine eventually. Meanwhile, President Trump.
Yeah, just like all Auburn fans, change the subject.
Meanwhile, hey, I also like UWF. Nice one, Meg. All right, so.
I got him to be quiet. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Well, look, at the basis of all of the things that I do is I try to be tethered to the facts, and there's no way to be tethered to the facts and defiantly pro-Auburn. I mean, yes, I'm a fan. Okay, so.
Moving forward.
Whatever. Okay, so President Trump, in the business of unnaming, renaming, undoing, redoing, all the things.
How do you plan to do that? It requires an act of Congress to rename the Defense Department to the Department
of War. We're just going to do it. I'm sure Congress will go along if we need that. I don't think we even need that. But if we need that, I'm sure Congress will go along.
Renaming, rebranding the Department of Defense to the Department of War, which it used to be until World War II ended, and then it became the Department of Defense. But so this is a return to the old brand.
You know, that was the name when we won World War I, we won World War II, we won everything. And just to me seems like just a much more appropriate. The other is defense is too defensive. And we want to be defensive, but we want to be offensive too if we have to be. So it just sounded to me better.
It just sounded to me better. We won wars with the Department of War. We didn't win wars with the Department of Defense. So change the name. I don't. I genuinely could not care. This is one of those rare times where I'm like, whatever. It doesn't carry any consequence to me. It's been both. I will say that if you're going to use the National Guard as police, that seems to be an ill fit for rebranding as the Department of War. Just, you know, attention there. But yeah, I generally don't care. Except that then we would have to refer to the DOW. And then we get confused about, are we talking about the place where they kill people? Or are we talking about the place where they sell stocks, which is the Dow? It becomes confusing. So I had no investment in this whatsoever. But to say that you just thought it sounded better.
Local talk in the morning, 5. 5-